That story about Zacchaeus is such a famous story from the Bible. Some of you may remember it if you went to Sunday school as a child. There was a song that little children used to learn about Zacchaeus. When Zacchaeus was a wee little man was he. He climbed up into the sycamore tree. It was Jesus he wanted to see. It's always a cute little story to teach children. But it also has a serious side. It's a story about Jesus, who says of himself, "I've come to look for, I've come to reclaim, I've come to bless those who have been living their life in a rut and who feel ashamed of some of their past and who feel rejected by a lot of people around them." Her name was Vicki Harrison. She was a 21-year-old, beautiful young woman with a sweet personality and a lot of ambition and a seemingly bright future. Tragically, a year ago this month, Vicki Harrison made the decision to end her own life. After being rejected by 27 jobs that she had applied for, she had dreamed of a career in television production, but gave up that hope. And the day after the 27th letter of rejection came in the mail, she wrote heartbreaking notes to her parents and her boyfriend. And she said to them, "I don't want to be me anymore." And she swallowed a handful of commercially produced opioid pills. And she died. She could no longer live with the feeling of being so rejected. Many of the people, the very people that life turned its back on, were the very people who Jesus turned his face toward. This man Zacchaeus, in this morning's gospel, lived at the crossroads of this city called Jericho. He was the chief tax collector for the government over in Rome. And he had people working for him, virtually robbing the little people of Jericho. Zacchaeus was the godfather of his day. His family had disowned him. He was the chief tax collector for Rome. His friends had all rejected him, and everyone in Jericho despised Zacchaeus because of what he was doing to people. And on the day of this story in Luke's gospel, Zacchaeus had a problem. He was curious to see Jesus, but he was less than 5 feet tall, the scripture says. So he climbs up on a sycamore tree at some distance from Jesus. He was determined to see Jesus. Maybe because Jesus had developed a reputation as a friend of people who other people rejected. Maybe because people who felt so unloved by a lot of people felt so loved by Jesus. Oh, he had heard them talk about the Master. And he wanted to see for himself out of curiosity. Something was happening in Jericho that day that gave Zacchaeus a kind of new hope in his heart. Jesus was coming to Jericho. And Zacchaeus thought maybe, just maybe, his own life could get better. So Zacchaeus climbed up in that tree so he could get a better glimpse of Jesus, not being able himself to see over the crowd. The scriptures allude to the fact that 1,000 people had gathered there that day, never expecting to see him. And then all of a sudden, Jesus walked through the crowd and over to the base of that tree and stood on some of its roots that had climbed above the ground. And Zacchaeus felt a kind of magical grace from the Savior of all people. A grace that only Jesus Christ can offer any person. Two things happened to Zacchaeus in that moment. First, Zacchaeus realized that he had some bad history in his life. But then he realized that Jesus was the Savior of all people. And Zacchaeus' heart began to change. It shouldn't matter who walks through any one of the doors of this church. We should meet and greet them in a respectful way and treat them kindly. Just because we do not approve of where their life has been or what their lifestyle may be, it does not mean that we have the right to treat them here with anything less than the respect and the kindness of our Savior Jesus. Seeing the sign that beams out so beautifully from the tower of this church, the sign that says, "God is love." A person may be coming through one of our doors to see what we mean by that. We must always remember that it's not our job to change people who we think need to be changed. It's rather our job to model the kindness and the gentleness of Jesus and let Jesus change them. The reason Zacchaeus is even in the Bible is not because he was looking for Jesus, but because Jesus was looking for him. Jesus and Zacchaeus came together that day in Jericho for two entirely different reasons. Zacchaeus wanted Jesus' autograph, you might say. And Jesus wanted Zacchaeus' heart. When God comes into your life, he not only makes you right with him, but he also makes you want to be right with other people. When Jesus is in your life, you should not only know it, but other people should know it by the way you treat them. I thank God every morning of the week, that so many of you know that God is in your life by the way you treat other people. And especially by the way you treat people who come as strangers among us here. Perhaps you've come here hoping you might be motivated to change something about yourself this morning. Well, I want to tell you that's Jesus' job. And Jesus is here today. And Jesus wants to get closer to each one of you. He sees you in whatever pew you may be. In the front, toward the middle, toward the back. He promised that when two or three of us come together, He'll be here among us. Jesus didn't come to Zacchaeus to hope to eat lunch at Zacchaeus' house. Jesus came with a passion to help Zacchaeus get down out of that tree and change his life. Maybe there's something about you that you think you ought to try to change. Well, Jesus is here in this place to help you do that. If you're a saint, Jesus is here to help you too, so that through you, other people might come to know Him and His love. In this church, if we ever forget our motto that God is love, and if we ever lose our commitment to helping people who come here to experience the love of God, then we may as well shut the doors, turn off the lights, and just go home. And so I invite you this morning, get closer to Jesus. Allow Him to be the Lord and Savior of your life. And remember that some of the people we might turn our backs on, like the tax collector and the cheat and the traitor Zacchaeus, are the very people that Jesus turned His face toward. Amen.